Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are no longer in Ocean City. I swore we would get away from the beach, but we're going back. We'll be back there a little bit later in the week eating more crab cakes. We are in Salisbury, Maryland, where I would say many friends went to college. Many friends left college. Some did better than others and went home. But certainly, we're in a place that I've driven through, I don't know, conservatively 1,000 times, you know. I mean, I remember there was a liquor store before there was a bypass, and we would drive through, and there were places that we would stop, but, like, we were in a hurry to get to the beach.
Of course.
And when I put this thing together, I said, we're going to find leaders from throughout the communities, and I wonder, like, if Salisbury has a mayor. I'm sure it does. Like, I hadn't even thought about it, and I thought, I wonder if the mayor of Salisbury would come and have a crab cake with me. And I'm wondering this about if there's a mayor of Cumberland, because I haven't even reached yet, because I haven't gotten there. And I'm sure there's a chamber, and there's a secretary of kindness, and a heck of a crab cake somewhere. Well, they tell me I'm going to have trouble getting crab cakes west of Hagerstown.
Yes, anywhere.
Well, that's why I have Wise Markets involved here. You know, I mean, that's why I have my sponsor, something Frostburg, take care of. We got Wise Markets on the shore. Jake Daisy, the mayor of all things here. Yeah, let's talk about Salisbury and talk about your life here and making a mayorship. What does the mayor of Salisbury do besides come and tackle crab cakes with creepy sports guys from Baltimore?
Well, look, this is the reason to become mayor of anywhere, right? Have a crab cake and a great conversation. I'm grateful that you chose Salisbury. I'm grateful that you know Salisbury, although you know it in the way that many people do, which is you pass through it on the way. Right?
Well, it's different now because my wife. Well, here I've been coming down here and I've been telling old 70s Captain and Tennille stories from my uncle running the bonfire down in Ocean City. So I've been telling these stories. But when we would drive on 50, it felt like it was always, are we there yet? Are we there yet? No, we're not to the bridge. Okay, are we there yet? Are we there yet? We're not to Easton. Which trap, and why do they spell it funny? And then, I got to go to the bathroom. You know, we didn't have devices. We didn't have movies in the back seat or whatever. We had maybe Uno or something. You know what I mean? We had music. And I remember driving in my dad's Torino down all these back roads and the bridge, the Bill Burton Bridge. I worked with Bill Burton.
Yeah.
So, like, I can't wait to get to Cambridge. And I've driven, over there all these. But how much the roads change. My wife, I got married in 03. She doesn't know Salisbury because when she started coming, the bypass existed. So I drove her through the city the last time. I'm like, I want you to see the way we went past the Arby's.
What a hard life you lived.
Well, and I hear about the zoo, and I hear, I hear stories, but I want to immerse a little bit.
Yeah.
And that the crab cakes, they're excused, and we're at Fratelli's, and we're going to eat legitimate legendary crab cake on the Eastern Shore, and Baltimore people bringing it down here. So, I've told the people around D.C., nobody in Baltimore would ever go to Montgomery County or PG County for a crab cake. You're from Baltimore, you don't leave bringing Baltimore crab cakes to the Eastern Shore. But for you here in Salisbury and this kind of community, I've talked to other municipality leaders. We've had crab cakes in Anne Arundel County, Harford County. I have not talked to a lot of people on the shore, and there's a perception in Baltimore things are different over there. They are. I've been driving these back roads, and I feel like a fool for not driving to Hurlock and Secretary. It really is beautiful over here. Like, I drove for the first time in my life south on 13 20 minutes ago. I'd never been on it. I Google Map.
How far did you go?
Down here to where 12 is, and
okay.
I came in on 12.
Okay. So, look, a lot of people don't recognize that there is sort of a richness in these small towns on the Eastern Shore. And Salisbury is one of them. We're not a booming metropolis at the scale of Baltimore or Washington or Philadelphia, but we're a growing city. We're one of the fastest growing cities in America, but we're still small. So when you say Hurlock or East Newmarket or Preston or Trap, the speed is silent, by the way, in Trap, Easton, Cambridge, any of these places, they have a unique character, and they've got a wonderful character. There's really amazing people. When you meet the watermen, you meet the people who have run the markets that have plucked produce off of trees and off of bushes for a century or two in this community. And you know, we're not one dimensional. And I think a lot of people probably believe that we are, that it's a very simple place. And like, you can live a fairly simple life, but we do have a lot going on down here. And in particular, in this city, what we like to call the capital of the Eastern Shore, we have a lot going on. We have, you know, I'm sitting next to my Secretary of Kindness. You know, we believe that we can model ourselves in such a way as to be an example for other municipalities. We also believe that we should be a place that the arts and culture thrive and diversity is celebrated. And not
got a really nice beach nearby.
And we've got a great beach nearby.
Really nice beach.
And we love it. And we got a nice zoo. You mentioned we got a great university.
Everybody told me to go to the zoo.
The zoo's nice.
I'm gonna that's more. I would not do that without my wife. My wife's home watching our cat because we have our own personal zoo, and we love her, and we've been away from her too much, so she's home. But we're trying to do things, and it's interesting you'd say we're Salisbury. Like, people in Baltimore should know about us. And I'm thinking, sure. I've never been to Chestertown in my life, right? Like, literally, I've never been to...
It's a great town.
It's not that I've never been to Salisbury. Yeah. It's like, I stopped and went to the bathroom there on the way to the beach, and I picked up something, and I got a sandwich, or, you know... And it was never a place you stopped on the way home, because, like, only 30 minutes. You know, right. You stop in Cambridge, right. The Tasty Freeze, or, you know, all these... And I never stopped at the Tasty Freeze, even though I sang the John Mellencamp song all these years.
But I stopped at the Tasty Freeze.
Well, these are the things you learn along the way, and I guess I'm 52.
Yeah.
I've told everyone I did these sports tours going to big cities and big places. I even told the guys today from Thrashers, because they flew out to Idaho to look at potatoes. Not making that up. That's a true story.
All right.
We were sharing Idaho stories. And I said, I never would have been to Idaho if Pearl Jam wasn't playing in Missoula 4 years ago and like driving around with my wife. And I saw things I wouldn't see. This tour is, I don't know that, I don't like mosquitoes, okay? And there's beach and mountains. I've been to Ocean City 400 days of my life. I've never been west of Hagerstown. I don't even know where 68 is. Like, I don't fish. I'm not outdoor. Look at me. I'm glampy, not campy. You know what I mean? I'm beachy. But even though I've been to the beach, I had never been to Suicide Bridge Restaurant. Wow. I had never been, I mean, other than Denton, going to Rehoboth maybe. And I never really used the Delaware beaches because I went to Ocean City. That's where we went.
That's where
literally.
Where Baltimore is.
And Rehoboth is freaking beautiful. Like, I was up there 3 years ago for the first time. Now everything
don't
52.
Don't repeat that on the radio.
I'm not going there. Somebody tried to send me to Woody's. No, it was Batman. Batman and I were drinking late last night at Fishtails. Uh-huh. And it's a true story, and there's pictures on the internet. And he kept telling me, you got to go to Woody's. I'm like, Delaware.
That's
I'm not
over
going
the line.
To Delaware.
Don't spend your
bad
money
enough
there.
I'm going to PG County.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Like, come on, I'm a Baltimore guy. But I'm trying to explore the state and see stuff.
Yeah.
So for Salisbury, if my wife and I were coming down here and, I don't know, bed and breakfast, we wanted to use the beach in a different way. We've come down and used the beach in a different way, going to Assateague.
Assateague, sure. Great experience. Different experience.
Or the different Ocean experience City. Here could be something that at 52, I'm going to fish. I've been down at the White Marlin the last couple days watching the big fish come in. So I'm trying to explore different things. And I think this started, you talk about your shore. Last year we drove to Nagshead. Because we were trying to like get away from people. My wife had never been. Theme here. My wife's almost died twice. New things. We're going to do new things. So we drove to Nag's Head, and we took the Waldorf Road. We took 301.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Just to see it. We weren't in a hurry. It was a plague. We're heading to Nag's Head. It's not even open last year. So we get down there, and when we're there, my dear friend who lives, my Chrisfield friend, who everyone will meet in a couple of weeks with Smith Island Cake, I promise you'll meet Anita McCoy. You need Anita. Everybody needs Anita. I wanted to see her, and she had just had COVID, and we literally met at a little bar 10 minutes from here on the other side of town, because she lives more on that side. And we drove over the Chesapeake Bay Bridge tunnel. My wife's in New Hampshire. God is my witness. I said, we're going to go over the Bay Bridge tunnel. She's like, what's a bridge tunnel? There's such thing as a bridge tunnel. I'm like, no, there's a bridge tunnel.
There's
it's
one.
Probably going to cost $48 to do it, you know, but we're going to do it. So we did it on the way back up. And when I came back up, I had never been on that road, and that little skinny road that's chickatinky, you know, where all the mosquitoes are. And I that road, I saw the railroad next to it. And I'm like, man, there's some stuff over here I never seen. We got off in a little town and went to some oyster beds over there just because I wanted to see what I thought it was going to be sexier than it was, but it was lovely for oyster, you know. But I this was last summer, and I said, I want to do something different. So being in Salisbury, if I come down here for 3 days, what am I doing?
Well, one of the things I'd recommend you do is stay at the Gillis Greer Bed and Breakfast, which is a new bed and breakfast in our Newtown neighborhood, so just north of our downtown. Historic, all Victorian homes, you know, big, beautiful, gorgeous neighborhood.
My wife's listening right now, so yeah, she's next summer.
That's right. And then, look, you can walk from there right into downtown. Our downtown, you know, all my life, we were able to sustain two, maybe three
life
restaurants.
Life are here, you're born here.
Born and raised.
Okay.
Born and raised. Two, maybe three restaurants in the heart of our city. Today, you got 22 different bars, restaurants, cupcakeries, pie places, ice cream
They've
shops.
They've already tried to fatten me up here, Fratelli's. They made me look at the cake. Let me talk at the whole cakes.
Well, look, and we haven't even gotten into Fratelli's, but when let me tell you, we're sitting in a restaurant that, now I didn't work in this building, but this is where I got my start. As a professional, I was a professional busboy. I wasn't a very good one necessarily, but they kept me around for a couple years. And before I realized that I wanted to get into the architecture game, busboy business was my business, and I was a Fratelli's busboy. So I know Fratelli's. And let me tell you. Those cakes, the tiramisu, the cheesecake.
Which ones do I want?
I can't pass up the tiramisu here. I can't do it. That's personal.
I see rice pudding in there, and that's I'm weak for that.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I eat it. I see the tiramisu. I see
I'll eat the tiramisu.
I see those soaked lady fingers there. Yes. The mascarpone. Yeah. So, but we're gonna have crab cakes. We're in Salisbury. Mayor Jake Day's here. The serendipity tour continues because I was trying, as recently as 2 weeks ago, I was really getting, I didn't want to pick the crab cake places early. I kept saying to everyone, I'm more concerned with who my guests are going to be and who I want on the show.
Yeah.
By the way, Michael Steele confirmed, we're meeting him at Jerry's for the Crab Bomb. I'm meeting Donna Edwards at the Crab Cake Cafe in National Harbor on Friday. So like, Heather Mazier and I are getting together in Chestertown.
You tell all three of them they need to come by Salisbury. We haven't seen them. We did see Heather. She was
I'm
here.
Celebrating the whole state.
She was here 2 weeks ago. But
we're Maryland positive.
Well, you tell Michael Steele and Don Edwards, we miss them here in Salisbury.
They're crab cake. You're in good company. We're going to crab cake with them a little later in the week. And I was on the shore, and I didn't want to be in Ocean City every day. I said, I really want to get out and do so. I thought I was going to do it at night. And with the Marlin thing, things are, everybody's working hard. It's a shore. You guys were all shut down last year. Yeah. So time's valuable. And I said, I want to sneak into Salisbury. And where am I going to get my crab cake there? So I start in, and I have a crab cake map that I, Google Maps. Yes. So I starred all the places and just to get a vibe. And if I don't come this year, it's Maryland. I said to my wife, we're going back to Hurlock because you need to go see it because it's beautiful. And we're going to ride. I was on the phone with her. I'm like, I can't believe Maryland's this. How did I not know this, Yeah. So Fratelli's came up in Carroll County, and my friends at Greenmount Station, I eat their crab cakes, came up in Western Maryland, came up in Salisbury, and I'm like, great. So let's invite the mayor. Great. Then I find out a couple days ago, the mayor works at Fratelli's. And I'm like, this. And then the guy that runs Fratelli's is like from Baltimore and Highland Town and a mile away from where. So all of these pieces come together. So I feel like, and I taught serendipity is being in the right place at the right time and not even knowing why. So here I am.
That's right. You know, the other thing that I think I'm learning about your tour and your experience here is that you're seeing what many people figure out way too late, which is that that travel, that experiencing the diversity that makes up Maryland, that makes up America, that is...
It's a right turn or a left turn off 50.
Well, it's the answer to so many of our problems, right? Seeing that, in Salisbury, we're dealing with some of the same challenges that somebody in Cumberland is dealing with, or somebody in Hagerstown or Frederick or Annapolis or Tacoma Park or Highland Town in Baltimore, that we're humans, we're dealing with the same challenges, and we can unite together, we can fall apart divided. I think that, to me, speaks volumes about this tour that you're on. That you're doing more than just tasting crab cakes, obviously. You're uniting.
I want to know what's going on over here.
Amen. Amen. And I'll tell you what's going on.
Because we're all voting the same way, one way or another, and it hasn't been good lately in regard to what's red and blue and purple. And this, our state's so strange, right? I mean, we are a wildly... blue state that has had a red governor. I mean, like, that's just unheard of through the 50. And I think people are going to look to us for some sort of leadership. We listen, Civil War, even, like, getting along and making it work in the middle, right? Yeah. Like, we all have to have that kind of leadership. And I've enjoyed my time at the beach. The thing that made me, freaked me out, and I'm Dennis Colazzo from Coons Ford gives me this giant Bronco, and I'm driving it, and it's getting a lot of attention, believe it or not, more than my hair even. And I'm driving along on Easton, and at one point, the car in front of me, there was a car from Arkansas and a car from Iowa. And I know they came through Salisbury, because yeah, I know where they were going.
No doubt about it.
I mean, I saw them in Easton. And I'm thinking the diversity of the people and the lore of the beach and the lore of the things like the Marlin Open, the concerts and things. But you're talking about your town growing. I mean, there's no doubt in my lifetime, talking about the bridges changing and the bypasses, and you built the bypass. You didn't want people to come. So, you know, they built the bypass, so you go around it. I used to sort of enjoy going through it.
You remember what the traffic was like coming through town, though, right?
I remember 4.5 hours getting back. I remember all of that, man. I remember I remember all that in my dad's Torino, believe me, listening to Wing songs and whatnot. But I also think in regard to where people have been, when I go to Delaware now, and I know they got some tax things going on there, it's just there's a lot more people down here. Even just driving through here today, how much development. There used to just be the chicken ranch and a baseball stadium when you put it up.
That's right.
And the Royal Farms, which are also our sponsors.
But not much else.
Not much else. Things are happening.
It's a different place.
You can tell people live here now.
Yeah, I'll tell you another thing is, you know, we're a different city than we were, you know, when we were kids. This is a different place in the sense that we've got, you know, one of the youngest median ages of any city in the United States, 26 years old.
Keeping your college kids here?
Keeping our college kids here. We're also attracting young families, and that's different from the rest of the shore, even Delaware. I mean, you look at who's moving to Delaware, it's retirees in mass. Retirees aren't moving here, frankly, but who is moving here is young families, young working families.
That's the future.
And it is. And to me, that breathes hope into a community. And I feel like, you know, it's not just about the numbers, but the numbers are good because people see, you know, hey, we can be close to the beach. It can be affordable. You know, we do have access to culture like the zoo, like the National Folk Festival, which is going to be here in September.
Okay. Tell me about that. I found that at the Peach Festival when I drove across the bridge. I was going to the White Marlin Open, and I saw a sign that said White Perch or something, and I'm like, I didn't even know there was a thing. You know, like, I'm learning. There's a barbecue rib fest in Western Maryland. I'm like, I think I might go to that, even though it's crab cake tour. I found that there's a carnival that's permanent on the Eastern Shore, like at the corner where Delaware is, that has a great crab cake that's a nightly carnival.
Sharptown.
Everybody told me I had to go.
You got to go to Sharptown.
See, these are the things I'm learning about that I had no idea. And if I don't do it this year, I'll do it next year. Yeah. You know, but I'm opening my eyes. Like, I'm not getting to your zoo right now.
One day.
But I know it's there.
We'll bring you back.
At least if I know it's there, I might visit.
We'll bring you back.
Get rid of the bypass, and I'm coming straight through.
Look, if I'd been mayor, we would have blown that bypass in half while I was under construction. Because I want people to come.
Well, you saw the bypass I mean, you lived here.
I lived here.
You literally saw before and after. But I would say for you, in luring people and quality of life and all those things that you want, what does make this, over the last 25 years for you, stand out that... Why do these young people want to be here? What is it about this?
Well, I think it's a comfortable place to live, which is not what it is not the urbane, massive, metropolitan area, nor is it countryside alone. We have access to culture and things like that, but we've got to continue to invest in that, and that's what the National Folk Festival is all about, which is the largest and oldest folk art and music, traditional art and music festival in the country, and it moves every 3 years, so it's been in cities like Nashville and Chattanooga and Richmond, Greensboro.
So this is going to bring a lot of people here.
And it does bring a lot of people here. So this will be its third year. Last year it missed a year.
We all did.
It went virtual, didn't we all, right? But next year, this September, so September 10th, 11th, and 12th, it'll be here in downtown Salisbury. About 150,000 people in our community will be right there together celebrating for 3 days together. And it's free. It's a free festival, so it's family-oriented. There's food and drink, of course, but all sorts of
entertainment. Good, because I'm thirsty.
Yeah, right. And we'll take care of you. We'll take good care of you.
I have a feeling you would down here. We're down at Salisbury. We're at Fratelli's. We're about to eat a crab cake. We're with Mayor Jake Day. We're like real life. For you and running for mayor, and I don't think there's any secret that I talked about the craziness of politics and maybe dipping my toe in the water at one point, but to actually do it, run, win or lose.
Yeah.
You might lose. You might lose sometime later.
That's
you know,
how it goes.
Whatever. Yeah, exactly. Give me your background to wanting to be a leader, because I think so much what we're doing is leadership. And look, we're in a hell of a mess here with COVID and this and that. You know, leadership's the way. That's what's going to make this work, for better or worse.
Right. Well, so, you know, I was born and raised, as I said, right here in Salisbury.
Did you always want to be the mayor of Salisbury?
Well, when I was seven, I did tell my parents, hey, I'm going to be mayor one day.
So. See, I never did that. I never talked about being president or anything like that.
Well, look, fortunately, that's not a prerequisite, so you don't have to say it.
I talked about being a sports writer my whole life, and then it happened, and now I got to do something else.
Well, I'm going to be saying that about mayor one day, you know, and now I got to do something else. It's not forever. You know, I think cities evolve, and they need changes in leadership, so I won't do this forever, but I want to do it for a while. And I'm loving what I'm doing. This community, I thought, when I returned home, so I went away for a while and came back.
Where'd you go?
I went away to college. You know,
he went away for a while and came back. Sounds like he went to Rikers. You know what I mean? Like, went away for a while and you came back.
Right. I went to College Park.
That's not away.
Well, hold on. That's not the last. You're right. That's not too far. That's close enough.
It's away when you're from Salisbury.
On the weekend, you can still have mom and dad do your laundry.
Yeah, when
right?
you're from Baltimore, it's like 30 minutes down the freeway.
That's right. So I did that, and then went to Carnegie Mellon up in Pittsburgh, did a master's degree up there, and then Oxford University over in the UK, did a master's degree there, and then I joined the Army, and did that for a little bit, came back to the
This
shore.
Is where I say thank you for your service. I don't know what you did.
Well, I'm lucky. I'm a cavalryman, and that's, I think, the best job you could ask for in the military, but I feel grateful that I had that opportunity.
Where'd you go? I'm seeing the world, man. I saw the world trying to see Led Zeppelin reunite, and I missed it when they were in London. You probably were there.
I've never seen Led Zeppelin. I've seen Roger Waters. I've seen Pink Floyd.
Well, you were in the UK for a while. Did you ever go to Royal Albert Hall or no?
No, never, never,
God,
never.
The night we were there like a couple years ago. I love London, so I consider talking about London.
London's awesome.
But you could have found your way to stay in there if you wanted to, right?
Probably.
You seem like a willful fellow. You could probably do whatever you want,
And then, where have I been? For the last year, I deployed overseas. So as mayor, I left in May of 2020. Right as COVID was
wore a mask the whole way,
and that's right. And then I got back this May, so I spent a year as mayor deployed overseas, the third mayor in American history to have to do that. So it was a kind of a unique, rare experience.
But, what'd you see?
I went to Djibouti, Somalia, and Kenya. So I was deployed to.
So a lot of people struggling more than they are in Salisbury,
like you wouldn't believe. Some of the poorest places in the world, and chaotic. Somalia is chaotic.
Frightening.
Kenya, parts of Kenya and Somalia are frightening. Djibouti is a place that is just, there's a lot of desperation. And the only business they have is hosting militaries, unfortunately. There's not a lot of, there's not much of an economy there. But I met incredible.
That's a way to keep people alive and fed and not sick, right?
That's
literally, right?
That's right. But I met incredible people.
Is water getting better in that part of the world? Is water still a problem?
No, water's a huge problem. And it doesn't help that people are constantly battling one another and undermining one another. So there's constant ethnic conflict and strife, which frankly, we have our own conflict and strife here in America.
So we got to stop it. We got to make it better. Yeah.
That's right. So I think I've seen some of the worst of that in the world. So, I mean, Somalia is probably the least well-managed state in the world, if you want to call it a state.
Right outside of Haiti.
It's just a mess.
Yeah.
Well, and Haiti's a mess too. You're right. But so one of the things that I saw while there was I got to meet a lot of other local officials. As part of the work that I did was I ran our civil affairs teams. So we would point them in a direction and say, this is the objective we want you to
have.
There's
the leadership here and piece there. Coming in, right?
Well, that's part of the job, yeah. And so I was in a planning role, a planning function, so I would send certain teams. And then I would go out with them because they said, hey, you're a mayor. Why don't you come with us and meet with this prefet or sous-prefet or mayor, these local officials? And so we would. And we would meet together and work on their problems and try to address their issues. But one of the things that I really enjoyed was I got to eat with some of them. So we got to sit down and eat together. And so I introduced them to Old Bay. I introduced our friends, the prefet of Damerjog and the prefet of Arda, to Old Bay
on
their
Yemeni fish.
They
probably like that salt in there.
It
probably fits right into the African, thing, right?
They loved it. So it was not only a gift, but I also got to, spread the flavor a little bit of the Chesapeake Bay.
Some people go to Djibouti. Some people go to Salisbury to meet new people,
That's
get
right.
off of 50. Well, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to actually eat a crab cake.
Awesome.
Now, You've had the Fratelli's crab cake before.
Once or twice.
Yeah, so I we're going to bring George and I'm going to have you guys tell your story together.
Perfect.
Here, let me show you the crab cakes real quick, because we're not ready to eat them yet.
Oh yeah.
They one of the big parts of this tour is going to be fried or broiled.
Ooh, okay.
Here at Fratelli's in Salisbury, have it your way. You know what I mean? Have it any way you want to have it, you know? So we're going to be eating fried and broiled crab cakes today.
Yeah.
Looks like the mayor has got himself some fettuccine here. He's going to get it all over my equipment. And some delicious side sauce here. We're at Fratelli's. We're with Mayor Jake Day of Salisbury, Maryland. I've finally gotten off of 50 to do something other than, like, you know,
amen, brother.
Yeah, you know. So
we're here.
We're going to eat some crab cakes. We're going to hang out. We're going to continue to story tell. I want to learn more about your service. I want to learn more about the community here. And we're certainly going to learn more about how a Baltimore crab cake came to the Eastern Shore. We're Fratelli's at Salisbury. Crab cake tour. It's day 3. It was my mom's birthday. It's my cat's birthday. So August 3rd. Big day in my life. 8-3, man. 83, like when the Orioles won. Yeah, there you go.
It's a good year.
So far, was that your
No, I was in 82, baby. But I saw the 83 World Series. Come on.
Got socks older than you, dude. You know, 82. And I'll be telling those stories with the folks from Thrashers as well as Jolly Roger. We had the mayor of Ocean City on Monday, the mayor of Salisbury today. We're continuing the tour all month long. At some point, I'll stop cramping. We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore crab cakes.